It's Monday, November 25th, 2019. This is Ozarks at Large. With me is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
This is the diet that has left the building. That's what this is.
Okay.
This is the diet that has left the building. First of all, a lovely friend of mine made me a batch of peanut butter fudge.
Mm-hmm. You like peanut butter fudge?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Which I refuse to share with anyone.
All right.
It's still in my fridge.
Okay.
And then I went out on, you know, I assigned myself to these stories, dadgummit. And I went out to do a story about the cookie walk at Highlands United Methodist Church in Bella Vista.
Is a cookie walk like a cake walk?
Exactly, I think. I don't know. I've never been to a cake walk.
When I was a kid, we had cake walks, and it was kind of like musical chairs.
No, not like that. For this cookie walk, people of the church make, how many cookies? 10,000.
10,000 cookies. Okay.
10,000 cookies. Everybody who volunteers to make them makes 20 dozen.
Oh. Okay. That's
a
there's
bunch
volunteering
of
and then there's
right.
20 dozen. Okay.
20 dozen. So then they have 10,000 cookies.
Well, yeah, it adds up.
And then they make, I don't know how many hundred, the big, I'm showing you a big plastic coffee can here that you can't mm-hmm. see. They cover it, they clean it, they cover it with Christmas fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you put your cookies in.
Okay.
So when you get to the cookie walk, you get like a place in line.
Okay.
And then you walk around a big square of tables and you pick out the cookies you want and put them in your coffee.
So thing. You get to pick them out?
Yes.
Okay. It's not random.
No.
Okay.
So you pick out one of these, two of those, six of that.
How many do you get?
As many as will fit in the coffee can.
So you pay by the coffee can.
Right.
All right.
And all of these ladies are just so enthusiastic. You know, I don't get to go out and do that kind of story as much as I wish I did, because those are the old school stories. It was so fun.
When you're putting together an event that's going to have 10,000 cookies, does someone have a spreadsheet? I mean, you want to make sure that they're not all chocolate chip. You want to make sure that there's some that are oatmeal. It's just whatever
it's
someone's going to make.
It's just random.
All right.
They talk about it.
Okay.
Because that day they were talking about somebody was going to make sugar cookies with all the bright colored sugar. And somebody thought they might make something they'd read about that was Ritz crackers with peanut butter in between and then dipped in chocolate.
Oh.
And somebody makes the Neiman Marcus recipe. And somebody makes snickerdoodles because it was her dad's favorite cookie, and so she makes it in memory of him.
When I'm walking around with my coffee can, will it tell me whether this cookie has a raisin in it or not?
Yes.
Because
there will be somebody there that can tell you.
The best way to ruin a cookie is to put a raisin in
it. No, raisins are delicious.
Yeah, I'll go with you there. Raisins are delicious.
You just don't want them in your cookies.
Right. I want them
so
in a little red box.
So raisin chocolate chip is not your thing.
No. Okay. No. That's how to ruin a chocolate chip cookie. Put
they
a raisin
have
in it.
One person who comes every year and only wants the cookies that have like the thumbprint and the chocolate kiss.
Thumbprint?
You know those cookies?
No.
Okay. You make a little. Why am I showing you this? Because you can't see it on air. You make a little cookie. They're usually small.
Okay.
And then you put a dollop of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really put your thumb in it, but you make a little hollow.
Oh, okay.
And then you put the chocolate kiss in it.
Okay, all right.
And this person only comes to get whatever cookies have the chocolate kisses.
Okay, I get
so,
that.
This is super fun. And here's the punchline. This money goes to missions, but it's missions in Northwest Arkansas. So it goes to the Northwest Arkansas Children's Shelter and the Food Bank and the Care and Share Thrift Store in Gravette and Bright Futures, which is a project of the Gravette School District and other things. And last year at the Cookie Walk, they raised $7,333.
Wow. Now, where and when, and I don't have to bring my own coffee can.
No, you do not.
All right.
Doors open at 8 o'clock on December 7th.
8 a.m. All right.
You get there at 8 a.m. because that's how you get your place in line.
Oh, and I bet there are people that are in line before they open the doors.
Probably.
Okay.
Doors open at 8:30.
Oh.
And the cookie walk lasts until 11 or until all the cookies are gone. This is at Highlands United Methodist Church in Bella Vista. It's out in what they call the Highlands on the west side. So it's like between Bella Vista and Gravette, sort of.
Do I pick up as many coffee cans as I think I need, or can I go around once, I fill up that coffee can, would I then have the opportunity to go, uh-oh, I want another?
Oh, yeah, I think you could get another
one. Or am I too late because I've already gone the circuit?
No, I think you can go the circuit again. It's $12 a coffee can.
I'm fascinated by this, if you can't tell. This is just fascinating to me.
Plus, they sent me back to the office with a huge chunk of homemade peaches and cream bread.
Oh, my goodness.
And a huge chunk of strawberry bread. So not only did I get rounder, but everybody in my office loved me that day.
What church is this again?
The Highlands United Methodist Church on Glasgow Road in Bella Vista.
Our Lady of the Caloric Intent.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
And you can find this story. It was on the religion page on Saturday, so you can find it online at nwaonline.com.
All right.
You also don't want to miss Karen Schottmeyer's December fundraiser calendar that is the cover of the Our Town section on Thanksgiving Day.
Right.
And it's got everything in December that is a fundraiser, the Jingle Mingle and Christmas at the Mansion and the Gaslight Gala at Clayton House and the Children's Christmas Train and the Jingle Bell Jog and O Night Divine, which is Mercy Health, and the Winter Dreams Home Tour, which is the Junior League.
Hence the reason you need a whole section for
this thing. Reason you need a whole thing for this calendar. And you can find that on Thanksgiving Day. And that ought to keep you busy for a minute or two.
Right. You're going to come back the day before Thanksgiving.
I am, with totally different stuff.
All right, because there's a lot of it.
Exactly.
Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.